Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo So, apologies to those who are there on Wednesday. I'm going to say similar things, but I don't know about you, but I can keep hearing these things anyhow. So, just a little bit about Amitabha. He has created what's known as a pure land, which is actually called Sukhavati. And this place is a perfect place for conditions for spiritual development. And I think my sense is because it's an incredibly positive place. So this obviously isn't a physical place, it's a representation of a land, a pure land we can create in ourselves, of positivity and openness and acceptance of things as they are, which in itself will create conditions for spiritual progress. Yeah? So his wisdom is a non-discriminating wisdom. So he doesn't make any difference between individuals at all. He accepts everybody as equal and equally discriminating. Sorry, yes, discriminating wisdom. It accepts everybody as they are, and they have equal value in themselves, yeah? And of course you may say, well, I do need to change, but for me it's a bit like having had a teacher at school who really saw me and accepted me as I was and saw my potential, and then it brought out the best in me somehow. And a teacher who didn't do that, I found myself not trying very hard or even making mistakes. So it's wonderful to have somebody who really believes in you, in your best and your potential, and so we can connect to this quality in that way, yeah? And of course it's this wonderful deep red colour, and he's the Buddha of love and compassion. So compassion is all embracing, you know, that sense of unconditional love. And in a sense, you know, that's a quality of awareness. Just accepts everything just as it is, doesn't need to do anything about it, doesn't need to change it in any way, just be with it. So I think that's what we can explore in the meditation. So what we're going to do is just sit for a little while and land, and you can close your eyes to begin with, just to come here and to become concentrated. And then we're going to just spend a few minutes just looking at the shrine in receptivity, and the way we looked at that object out there, just being totally available to it without any preferences if possible. If you do have preferences, if there's something you can't connect to there, and I'm sure there probably is, just notice that. Notice what's going on there. And just be open to that bit of you that actually is having preferences, yeah? Just notice it. Because the more we notice things, it's like bringing the unconscious into consciousness, shines a light on it, and it usually then dissolves away. It's what we call self-liberates. We don't need to do anything. Just bring consciousness to it, and it just lets go. Often, like a child in distress, sitting on its mother's lap, being held, it calms down. So, and then after that, I'm going to sound the gong, and Dajoti will lead us in the Amitabha mantra. And we just let that fade away, and then we'll go into the meditation. Okay, so just first of all, landing here, being with yourself in this space. Forget to breathe, take some deep breaths if that's helpful. And grounding yourself on the cushion. Grounding yourself on this planet, which is also always there. Just gently opening the eyes and with a soft gaze, just being available to all the Adhisthana or the blessings from the shrine or whatever you feel you want to take from it or give to it. of the mantra of Tao Te Ching. Seeing if you can bring as much presence into the body, first of all, as possible. Starting with the feet. Going right down with your awareness, bringing attention to the feet. Being aware of all the sensations there. And see if you can even breathe into the feet. If not, just breathe deep, low belly breathing. Now bringing awareness into the lower leg. And breathing into that as well. Caring as much as you can for these lower legs of yours. And see if you can notice any tingling sensation or anything vibrating there. And now up into the knees and the thighs, just relaxing the bottom right down into the thighs and the knees, letting go and bringing presence, awareness, more consciousness into the upper legs and thighs, knees and the bottom. Bringing space around any tension. And now up into the lower tummy area, the hips, feel them wide, spacious, and feel how you can breathe right down into that lower tummy area and how satisfying that is. Now coming up into the whole spine area, open, upright, awake, up into the neck and the top of the head and beyond. So feeling this noble uprightness of your best self, if there is one. And feeling the whole chest and solar plexus area, bringing awareness, presence into the whole rib cage and the heart, all there, the riches there, with care. Thank you. And letting go in the shoulders, any tension, bringing awareness into the shoulders and right down both arms, right down into the hands. Remembering to keep breathing, don't fix the breath, don't fix anything. Everything is moving, shifting. And now the whole head area, face, awareness, bringing real presence into the whole head area. Let go of the jaw. And now feel the whole shape of yourself sitting here and just see where you can bring awareness, what's going on, awareness to your experience now, whatever it is, with loving care, love and compassion, and it's awareness that does it in a way, you don't do it, awareness just happens. So see if you can shift into its availability. And if you have that container of awareness but still stuff going on, either physically or emotionally or mentally, just bring awareness to that, to its calling. Just allow it to be there. With no preference. It's as it is. Complete acceptance. See if you can hold the awareness and the silt, the difficulty. without any expectation of getting rid of it or doing anything about it, just being with it. But breathing as well. And if there's a part of you that really doesn't want this experience, is rejecting it, then just really be aware of that. Bring awareness, compassion to that as well. And just find a container for that not wanting of this experience. And you may find it's loosened a bit or even gone, or maybe it's just still hanging in there. Just bring presence, as much presence as you can. If you're going astray and losing it, reconnect with the ground and the cushion and the lower belly breathing. This will contain it physically. And then remind yourself of this bigger sky-like space of awareness around which everything is happening, or in which everything is happening. So our practice is to try and keep this perspective of open, spacious awareness in which everything else is just appearance. Flagging or sleepy, you can open your eyes and look at something and just be present to that in the way we did outside. The main thing is to try and keep coming back and staying with it. It's like developing a new muscle. You can use the other senses as well, the sense of hearing, just connecting to sounds with presence. Having no preferences either. Sound is just sound. as soon as we get into aversion for anything, we've lost it. And also craving for it either to stop or continue, or not be, or to be, personal preference for anything, and it's gone. So you might have gathered enough presence and awareness that actually you're just sitting in it, and it's not an effort anymore. It just is. So that's great, just continue. If you haven't, then we'll just spend a few minutes now just letting go of any effort whatsoever and just sitting with our experience. Not doing anything about it, but not trying to do nothing or to do something, just being and letting go. Just give up trying.